Hachette Audio presents Bad Luck. Written by Pseudonymous Bosch. Read by Aaron Landon. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of illustrations. Dedication. For Raphael Simon, whose name I keep forgetting. But it is one thing to read about dragons, and another to meet them. Ursula K. Le Guin, A Wizard of Earthsea. And, might I add, it is one thing to meet dragons, and another to live to write about them. P.B. Chapter 1. Muster. The Imperial Conquest had 5 swimming pools, 4 gyms, a 3-story water slide, a 2-lane bowling alley, an outdoor movie theater, a giant climbing wall, a miniature golf course, an ice cream parlor, a pizza parlor, a sushi bar, a taco stand, a 24-hour arcade, an 18-and-under dance club, an 18-and-over casino that was a little lax about its age limit, a full-service spa, and a multi-floor luxury shopping mall. But so far, the thing Brett liked best about this gigantic cruise ship was the Jell-O parfait at the Lido Deck Snack Shack. Jell-O and whipped cream. It was the perfect combination. Sweet and tangy, rich and soft. He couldn't believe it had taken all 12 long years of his life to discover it. Eating slowly to make his parfait last, Brett waded through the sea of sunbathers. He was the only person around who was fully clothed, not to mention wearing a bow tie. Sometime in the 6th grade, Brett had decided that bow ties would be his signature accessory, and as usual, he got some funny looks. A sunburned boy pointed at him. "Hey, Penguin, wrong cruise. North Pole is the other way."
"You mean South Pole?"
Brett replied automatically.
"No penguins in the north, just elves."
And next time, try a higher SPF, he thought. Lobster. A woman squinted at him from behind her sunglasses.
"Are you my waiter? Where's my drink?"
"I don't know," said Brett. "Maybe you drank it?"
"By the way, I'm not your waiter. My dad owns this ship," he almost added. But she probably wouldn't have believed him anyway.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?